part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is Entrepreneurship Wednesday today, and my guest on the line, it is Uthembi Nkosi Majikela. And Uthembi Nkosi is here to tell us a little bit about his business and what is it that he does, right? Of course, a conversation that we always have every single Wednesday right here on the show. Good evening, Uthembi Nkosi.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
All is well, man.
How was your day?
I'm urging this holiday of Women's Day, and we're just chilling. But attending funerals, as you know.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. Sure. Condolences there. That's certainly not good. Didn't sound like it was a good day, but we also wish the family may be comforted by God. How do you normally celebrate Women's Day?
Most of the time, we like to do programs that will speak to women.
Yes.
All the time, just so that we can pamper them.
Yes.
Women are the seeds of this world. They make things happen.
Yeah.
Give them two things, and those two things grow. They have that power that they have.
That's the power that they have, right? Really.
When Elmer speak about women, speak about... in one of his books, he's saying that the queen of the home, the king upon his throne, has no higher work than the and has the mother. Mother is the queen of the household. I don't know. We can have some debate because of the modern world that we're living in, where women are doing everything as men do. There's that power. There's that power, infant power, that everybody must be equal. As we know that women and men are equal in front of God.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Sure, I love that quote that you started with there. Sometimes we think we are kings, but hey, without the queen, we are no more important, right? So we also need them to be around. Thank you so much, Menier, for joining us this evening. We really appreciate your time. And we've got this feature that we do every Wednesday, and today you are our guest, and we're going to be talking about your business. But before we get into your business, can you tell us a little bit about Uthembi Nkosi? Who are you?
Well, Uthembi Nkosi Majikela, my grandmother, my father's mother, wanted to say to me in Xhosa, Msombululo, problem solved.
Okay.
My name that he wanted to give me.
Yeah.
But my father wanted to say Uthembi Nkosi. So I'm Uthembi Nkosi.
Yeah.
And but my really same name is Manona.
Okay.
But I'm using Majikela because of things that you can say, but of your past things, as you know, in olden time, because my father married another man after married my father's so we're given this same name because after that he grew up with my mother in his second marriage.
Yeah.
So we're given the Majikela. So okay, we're using it.
Yeah.
Because the people that have raised us, but we know that we are Manon.
I see. Yeah. I see. Okay.
I'm a self supportive person.
Okay.
I'm a person who likes to help and do things. I make things inside the church, outside the church, combine people. I mingle with a lot of people. I not only do things with Adventists. Because one of the legs that I saw, because I didn't grow with Adventists. But the leg that I saw is that Adventists like to live that are in heaven. They want to influence the world. Do things. I remember once when Biko was invited, he didn't want to come to our own thing because He believed that one didn't want to do things with other people. We take them, like Israel, as hidden. One of us who are in one banner of Christ. We can take away something that we believe in, Sabbath, sanctuary, and other stuff, but we are the people of God, all of us.
That's true.
So I like to influence.
Yeah.
One of my purpose is that is to influence the community. If you influence the community, so it's what Christ did. Christ was mingling with people all the time. It's what people that is a man who loves sinners because he mingles with them. You cannot get them if you are not with them. Those will be far from them so that you don't get to influence them. So I like to be part of people and do things that people do, but not things that God doesn't allow us to do, but just to be with people so that we can mingle and have friends and enjoy life.
That's very true. That's very true. I do agree. Now, tell us about your business then. What's the name of the business? And very importantly, what do you guys do?
I mean, money laundering, what other people know, because when we speak most of the time, you like to use these jargon words and what, but simple. It's called Loan Shark. Loan banks or what, whatever you can call it.
Yeah.
So you give a person the money and you give it back with interest.
Yeah.
It depends on your how you do your business. But you give a person the money, so it's like that. You give a person the money. If you give a person 100 rand, he can give you 125, he can give you.
Yeah.
We do it both ways. Yeah.
Ah, so you're in the micro lending space there. And that's what you do. When did the business start?
It's more than now, more than 15 years.
15 now. Years?
15 years doing that business. Yeah, it's more than 15 years. It's more than 15 years.
Sure.
More than that.
And why did you get into micro lending specifically?
No, it's just to be independent. I'm a person who didn't want to be employed by anybody to do my thing so that I can grow. Because one of the things that I've learned, why you are in deep trouble as Black Adventists, most of us Black Adventists, that most of the time we live for ourselves. We don't live to, most of the time, because to influence the world is that if you are doing your own business, doing your own stuff, that you can penetrate the market. If I'm doing this thing, other one is doing this thing. So we can penetrate the market like Jews, like Muslims. If you go to America, they're taking hold of the market of the economy of America. Even if they're in the whole world, if you go to Joburg where you are living, Irene, you can find many, many estates there. They are owned by Baliwina, those are Jews. They own everything. If you own the market you'll have a say to it. So today, you don't have a say to it because you work. If they say to you, go and work on Sabbath, it becomes a problem. So it's why I wanted to do this business too, just to liberate my mind when I started it, just to be liberated so that I can do my own stuff in my own time.
Okay. Now, money lenders and micro lenders, of course, in this particular space, are known for, you know, I remember when I used to grow up, we had this story, Ulakasha and all those sort of stuff. Now, how different is yours from Ulakasha again? In other words, what makes your business different from other lenders as well?
Now, what is important, let me tell you, not talk about the difference and what, as your question is, but one of the things that I do is because I'm a Black person.
Yeah.
I'm an Adventist in the outside. I grew loving Pan-Africanism as a person. So if like person like me, I will not rob the person that I lend money to. Because most of the people that I've seen when I was growing, they rob people and make sure that this person never go out of this debt. Sometimes I help them. Sometimes even because I want money. But sometimes I evangelize them. Don't think I'll call it money. But this money belongs to him or her.
Yeah.
So I help them, and they must pay me.
Yeah.
So one of the things very important is that is to be trustworthy and truthful and be a person who loves people. So that one of the things that I've learned in life is to love goes a long way. That goes a long way. If you love somebody, he will trust you. She will trust you. So that if even if I don't want to pay him this month, let me go and pay him because this person sometimes he gave me goodies. You know how to keep your your customers happy.
Mm.
When it's December, you buy them chicken, you buy them this, so that they can stay.
So you've built this relationship with them where, you know, they know that they can come to you, but they are also faithful in their obligations to come back and pay you as you have borrowed them and all that. So not like your typical lakasha with a gun and
a
spear to say, if you don't pay me, this is what is going to happen to you, right? that's really amazing.
You lose a lot of money in micro lending.
Yes.
But what is important is that one thing I've learned is that in whatever that we do, God always have a hand to take in all these moments.
And you spoke about then opportunities where you evangelize them during the transactions and how that happens. Talk to me about COVID. How was COVID for the business?
Oh, COVID was bad, man. COVID was bad. But sometimes it's why Ellen White say that we must be not in front, not in back, but we try. Because in COVID, it was easy because there was no movement. But God keep us even in those moments. There was not a lot of movement. But you know, in locals is not like in town. People could move. People could move. Police will come and monitor and all, but people could move. Still make business and but not too much. It killed our business. The COVID killed our business. But you can be amazed. In the time of COVID, I did a new thing that I did. If you look at my Facebook, people that don't know me, I created a Black Excellency group so that I can have interviews with people so that we keep us going. Make sure that time I asked a guy from Jal Conference, like, So Cooper gave me some people from John Conference who are working PI and other stuff. And other people that I know, sport, business, actors, politicians from our church, the academics. So I was interviewing these people, I can got most of people like Prof.
Yeah.
So the current of Dahasa.
Yeah.
And other people, a lot of people that I was doing that. So that time, it cost us a lot, man.
But still
recovering.
The
profits that we used to do are not longer the same.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now, entrepreneurship, you said you wanted to not work for someone, you wanted to be independent, and you have that flexibility and all that, and that's what the last 15 years or so has given you. What's the driving force then behind all of that?
No, one of the things that is because I believe that God didn't want us to work for anybody, but because of sin created a havoc among people. God didn't want us to work. He wanted us to work because the Bible uses a word that says pleasant. We're going to work because God wants us to be active. The interpretation in my side is that I wanted in time to create work for other people. It's what I wanted to do in time to make sure that you create something that anybody can get something after what you are doing. One of the things that I want to do at the moment I'm trying to spend time with some people who can fund me to have a lot of money, because this thing is a lot of money. But you must be careful where you get your money, because you can lose your identity, you can lose your way, your dreams of what you wanted to have. But sometimes people who have a lot of money can help you to go to higher standard. If you look at how Standard Bank was Capitec was created, it was created first by money, but by this thing of micro lending. But they out of it. You know, white people, they are not like us. They help each other. They give you money. They know that 2 years to come, 3 years to come, that money will come back to them.
Yeah,
is what is happening. Capitec is one of the best banks today.
Yeah,
because of that.
Okay, that makes sense. Now you spoke about then. You just touched on the issue of raising capital. How do you raise capital for the business? You mentioned that it requires quite a lot of money. I'm sure there's times when you've had more demand than what was available in terms of money to actually lend out. How do you deal with that?
I want to lie. What I was doing most of the time, because a friend like Osporo Jack or Dave, Maki Madolwane, and a lot of my friends that are closer to me, like Hoto Hobe, who's in Topek, another guy. So you say, hey, my guy, give me this money. I will just he'll come back to you. Don't worry.
Mm.
Give me that time. I will come back to you.
Mm.
So they give you, and you work, and you give him back after some time.
Mm.
Yeah, because you don't want to pay. Banks will take your power to put to them.
Mm.
Yeah, but
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So friends also assisted you, and you're then able to raise the capital that you need for you to continue your business. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. I suppose it does help. Do you remember your first customer? I mean, that must be 15 years ago. What was happening there? How did you even get there? And today, how do you even get customers?
No, what happened is that because my mother didn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
My mother used to sell, I don't know, you know, fat cooks,
yes.
Fish, bologna, other stuff. So yeah. In that environment, my mother was independent, selling chicken and other stuff.
Yeah.
So when he was doing his business, so I joined. So I take a few of his customers. I started, at the time, so man, give me something, man. I need to go to work.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so they started like that.
Yeah. And today, how do you get customers? Do you advertise Facebook, social media, or it's word of mouth?
Well, I don't advertise. The locals is not like, the locals is very vibrant place.
Mm.
It's why you find a lot of shops in the locals more than in the suburbs. People of certain areas are surviving out of, they get paid a lot of money, but they pay a lot of rent.
Yeah.
Paying 7,000 rand for house, children and what. So they know people will not get anything from those people.
Yeah.
We just build them schools, expensive schools, so that they can pay.
Yeah.
But in the local shops, if you go to Spa, you can take even KFC. The best KFC that make money are in the locals.
Yeah.
So in the locals, you don't do that. You give this one and give, well, that one will tell other one. Other one to tell that one for your business, yeah, but so that you can go fast. So it happened like that in locals. So don't need even to put papers and not what.
Yes. Other
one tell this one, and this one tell this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. What's your typical day? I'm sure there's people knocking on your doors every other day. Does not disturb you? Does that not disturb you in any way? Or what's your typical day? What time do you wake up? What time do you sleep? What happens in between?
He has the issue of Madrondon. If a person can come at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. Because Friday he was drunk.
Yeah.
Saturday, drunk. So Sunday, after say a while, he's staying with Amajita and his friend, saying that he don't have money to work tomorrow.
Eish.
So 3 a.m. Because if you know he's a good customer,
you
must wake up and give him that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. That we can every day. They come every day.
Yeah.
They come every day. You have most, one of the things about business, you must have it's not about the number of customers, but it's about the consistency of those who come to you. Even if they are 15, they make an example. If they are consistent of paying, that's where the business, you build the business.
Mm.
Because business change. People can come this month and you make a lot of money. Next month, people don't. They come only 15 people, so you will fail. But if you know that have a constant people that comes of that, so that you can go with your business.
That makes sense. 3 a.m. in the morning, does that not affect your family life?
No, I'm not married at the moment. But
okay.
In Tosa, we do ulobola.
Yeah.
There's a girl that I've played ulobola for. It depends because most of the time it's in Joburg, so you don't live together. But when I'm married, it's not easy.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what's the plan there? What are you going to do? You're going to put high walls and stuff. Don't come during this time, only come after that time.
No, I know. As time goes, you need to do that.
Yes.
But you must always handle your people. People who make you to eat, you must handle them.
Yeah.
All of the time, the people who make you live must send them to care. You cannot them because those people make you to live. You pay for things through them. So don't treat them well. One of the things I have learned, treat your customers well.
And they will come back and they'll tell others as well.
Yeah, yeah. The way you treat them will tell us. Sometimes I'm telling you the truth. I understand why the church speak about the marketplace.
Mm.
When they talk about RC and stuff and their new plans of doing things. The marketplace, where it's where you because other people have money.
Mm.
I remember Tanner, the guy who owned FNN, once he said that, "I've conquered many things, I have money, but I didn't conquer my home." Yeah, but he took a lot of time and other stuff. Because this guy have money, but he didn't find comfort. So it's why you meet a lot of people with different cases. Some will come to you and tell him a story about what is happening at home. What is happening at home? So you solve those problems because you'll tell him, I will pray for you, I'll do this for you.
Mm.
So you create pure friendship with those people.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, as we go towards the end, where is the company going the next 5 to 10 years? What are your short and suppose long-term goals?
I think when if that can happen, I have friends who want to lie, I have friends who have money and other stuff, but sometimes you convince people of your dream. I believe that if people, you take money and give, because then give a young person or a person of energy and you take an investment and give it to him, we can build better things. In my life, because I'm with a guy called Martin Fallin, so he's trying to take me to some few business people that you are trying. I think I combine those business so that I can make sure that we have money, because this money that we're creating for God and our family and our family are living in. Because I've learned that the evangelism will never grow big in South Africa if you are depending on pastors. And I've learned that thing that you will never have. Yeah, our pastors have problems. I've learned that. Yeah, because of money issues and other stuff, lack of leadership, where in our conference, some of the time people are speaking about those things. We have a different way of looking at things, but people are putting a lot of reasons. But what is important is that in all what we are doing, my future dream and what I want to achieve is that when I have money, I must combine with God so that God can His kingdom can expand a lot. Because I believe in that. Because Christ will ask me a question in my business. At my checks, I've given you money. You know, it's not million. I give you money to expand. What did you do? In the Bible, say Christ, I was hungry, but you gave me food. I was in prison. You didn't visit me. So Christ wanted us to do those things with this money.
Yeah, I love the point about putting our resources to the work of God. That's
in future life. I want to lie. If I can own a big financial, no matter it's a bank or what, small bank like Capitec, I can die happy.
You can die happy. what has been your most satisfying moment then in business so far?
One of the best is to take money and give your children. And say that you are going to school, you pay school fees, you pay, give them money for transport, make sure that mother is happy, make sure your people that are close to you, if you have something to give, you can give to them.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. How would you encourage other small or upcoming, business people as well who want to start their businesses? What would be your advice to them?
One thing that I know, you must sit down and count the cost and see that you're a business person. One of the things that is happening in South Africa is that some of the people that are big in business are not business people. But they have money to do those things. That those who are business people in and out, but they don't have capital to run this business. So if you count the cost and you have a dream, do any business that you do. And I've learned in life as I was growing that a business is not about being family, wear suits and what, and go to the CEO. No. You can sell a few things and make you rich and you grow. You start somewhere and be a person for yourself, not for other people, but for yourself, so that you achieve whatever that you like.
That you like. Sure. Thank you so much, Mhlekazi. Really appreciate your time and wishing you all the best with your business as well.
Thank you, sir. Nice to chat with SIG.
Same here.
But in time, I don't know if I wanted to, sometimes I want to say something. I don't know this thing. It must give some just give some people like in Cape Conference and other people a chance in some many things there so that we can work together.
Noted.
So the SIG can grow more and more.
Noted. We'll certainly do that.
And that can help a lot.
Indeed. Thank you so much. We'll do that. Of course, that was our business profile for today, and talking about his business there, Uthembi Nkosi. So I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.